This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As the Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan ensure their hold over the country, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, have reportedly left the country. His location is unknown. In a Facebook post, Ghani said he left the country in order to avoid bloodshed. He didn't say where he is. This was his first comment since leaving Afghanistan earlier on Sunday. Top members of the Taliban Military Commission are in the presidential palace in Kabul as Taliban fighters take key positions at posts in the city. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed Sunday evening that the fighters were directed to guard security posts and other installations in Kabul to prevent looting. News channel Al Jazeera has broadcast images of Taliban fighters in the Afghan presidential palace declaring victory over the Afghan government. Abdullah Abdullah, head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council, posted a video on Facebook confirming Ghani had left Afghanistan. He said, "I feel the former president left the country and people in a bad position." He added, "God will make him accountable." Sources told VOA that Sunday morning, a Taliban delegation engaged prominent Afghan politicians and elders in negotiations that culminated in Ghani stepping down. The U.S. Embassy said there were reports the capital's airport had come under fire, the same airport where diplomats, officials, and other Afghans fled, hoping to leave the country. A later report from the French news agency said several hundred U.S. Embassy employees have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Hundreds of Afghans are crowded into the airport, desperately waiting for flights out. And a NATO official said NATO will stay in Afghanistan and keep the airport running. This is VOA News. In Haiti, the death toll from Saturday's magnitude 7.2 earthquake more than doubled on Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble. Meanwhile, the country is bracing for an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake left at least 724 people dead and 2,800 injured. Thousands more people have been displaced from their homes. Survivors in some areas are sheltering in streets or soccer fields with whatever belongings they could salvage from the wreckage. Hospitals are overloaded with people injured in the quake. Tropical Storm Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti late Monday or early Tuesday, brings the potential for torrential rain, flooding, and landslides. The U.S. National Hurricane Center forecasts 10 to 20 centimeters of rain in Haiti and its neighbor, the Dominican Republic. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he was rushing aid to the affected areas. More on Tropical Storm Grace. Grace is crossing the northeastern Caribbean Sea, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center, threatening to bring heavy rainfall to the Lesser and Greater Antilles over the next few days. A warning means tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area, while a watch means the tropical storm conditions are possible within the watch area. Grace has also produced a tropical storm watch for the southern coast of the Dominican Republic. Again, that's Haiti's neighbor on the island of Hispaniola. And the waning remnants of the storm named Fred are expected to redevelop into a tropical storm over the Gulf of Mexico Sunday. Fred was expected to produce as much as 8 inches of rain to portions of Cuba on Sunday and as much as 3 inches across the Bahamas. The leader of the Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah said Sunday that Hezbollah will begin to import gasoline and diesel fuel from Iran. Lebanon is experiencing a severe fuel shortage that has caused long lines at gas stations and extended blackouts. Hospitals, bakeries, and other essential facilities have said the shortages will cause them to shut down. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said in a speech on Sunday that the government of Lebanon is no longer able to provide fuel, and that Hezbollah would do so by bringing the diesel and gasoline in from Iran. He said he would have a timeline for the fuel in the next 2 to 3 days. Nigerian authorities on Sunday imposed a curfew in parts of central state a day after a suspected Christian militia attacked a convoy of 90 Muslims, killing at least 23 people. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app to your device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.